the ninth chapter of Isaiah and the second chapter of Luke. I'm going to read some particular verses. Ninth chapter of Isaiah, which is a prophecy. And then in the second chapter of Luke, it gives us an extension on that prophecy. The sixth verse. The sixth verse in the ninth chapter of Isaiah. And the 11th verse in the second chapter of Luke. And you'll see various encounters that you can have because of Christ's birth. There are various encounters that take place. In the sixth verse of the ninth chapter of Isaiah in the Old Testament, it says, "For unto us a child is born." Now, the next statement is not the same statement. So important. The next statement in that same verse, you're going to say unto us, but it's shifting. He said, "For unto us a child is born." Then he says, "Unto us a son is given." It's not the same thing. And then they tell us something that the church have not known. And if she ever found out how sweet it is to be under kingdom government, oh my goodness. "And the government shall be upon his shoulder." That's that son. And his name, then he give us some unwrapping him. "Shall be called Wonderful." See that? Come on, say it with me. Wonderful. "Counselor." Think about it. "The Mighty God." We're unwrapping him, you see. "The Everlasting Father." He want to be all that to you. But you got to unwrap it properly. "The Prince of Peace." Now, noting this next verse, it brings great insight to something that we are going to know here at Word of Life. Of the increase of his government. Look what followed the increase of his government. "And peace. There shall be no end. And upon the throne of David," number one, "and upon his kingdom." For what? "To order it," and to what else? "With judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever, the zeal." Wow. I go to Luke. I'm not going to read the whole story in Luke. It's a beautiful story of the angel talking to him. But the 11th verse bespeak our text in Isaiah. It says, first of all, "Unto us a child is born." That's one aspect of understanding unwrapping Jesus. And then in the second part of Isaiah 9 and 6, it says, "Unto us a son is given." Now that's John 3:16. All right. And then here in Luke 2:11, it says, "For unto you is born in this day the city of David," a what?
"A Savior."
"A Savior." And then he gives us his title now. He's not just Jesus, which is Christ the Lord. You may be seated in his presence. So those two sets of scripture, without reading the totality of them, begin unwrapping the gift of Jesus. Unwrapping the gift of Jesus. I'm going to say something that if you're not paying attention, or you may think I'm trying to bring laughter, I'm not. It may sound like a laughter statement, but it's not. It's a real serious statement. You know why I say it's serious? Because the Holy Ghost this morning spoke this to me, and it don't sound like it's very deep, but yet it's something about honor. Honor is important, you know. And to really unwrap Jesus, to really honor Jesus, or to really unwrap Jesus properly, You got to know what a precious gift he is. Are you following me? Listen to me now. I'm taking it somewhere, and you'll be able to apply this Christmas message in your life. And so he must be honored properly. Hello? How many of y'all agree with that? Jesus must be honored properly, but you cannot honor a person properly if you don't fully know who that person really is. And our text bring it out that he's not only a child, but he's a son, and he's a governor. Right? Y'all listening? Now I'm going to look at you and see if you're nodding your head and see what you're doing. I don't know if you're up in here, because I want to minister to you a few minutes. So I said, this statement that I'm about to make is about all about the unwrapping Jesus properly and honorably. And then, oh my, the Spirit of God said, when you unwrap him properly, you get wrapped with him. Yeah. Write that down. When you unwrap him properly, you begin to be wrapped with him. So all the benefits that you unwrap, it begin to wrap around you. Amen. That's worship Christmas morning right there, you see. So I have to unwrap him properly. Now, so I'm going to make a statement. It's a down-to-earth statement. I mean it real down-to-earth. Jesus did not come from a garage sale. Meaning that he's not secondhand or an item that we can put on the side. You never forget that. Jesus, he didn't come from a garage sale. He's not a leftover that somebody threw with and sold him to you. Secondly, you must recognize the quality of this gift. You must recognize the quality of this gift. How much he costs. So important. We're going to unwrap him. See. Many gifts carry small guarantees. Listen to me. Jesus is guaranteed for eternity. He came with an eternity guarantee. I want to stack this before I start opening some other things to you. In unwrapping the gift of Jesus, or having this supernatural encounter, if you do it properly, the gate of grace flies wide open. The gates, let me say it another way so you can catch it. The gates of God's favor, if you unwrap him right, flies wide open. And you'll be accomplishing some things people don't understand how and why you can accomplish so much with so little. The gates of grace is heaven gate. It flies open this morning as we commemorate or memorize in memory of Christ. Then the other thing you have to know when you unwrap this gift properly, glory moves in its highest degree. All that God is, all that God has, and all that God can do, when you unwrap this gift, begin to move in its highest degree. Are you here? Shake your hand at me here. In unwrapping this gift also, I want you to understand this, because I want you to have an encounter with Christ this morning. God's government is now unfold. God is showing you how he's going to do this. And I heard this from the Spirit, and most Christians, we need to hear this. Holiness is a form of government. Holiness has restriction in it, but it also have grand benefits. A lot of Bible say, be ye holy, for he is holy. And you know, because of the government lag and because of not understanding how precious the unwrapping of the gift is, and you can't unwrap them unless the Holy Spirit is present. To a large degree, many in the church don't understand how great a day this is and how great a privilege we have to be children of God. Because, all right, Lord, when you're unwrapping Jesus, you're unwrapping yourself. And then this seventh thing, I've said seven things to you already. This sixth thing, this seventh thing I'm going to say to you. And I didn't do none of them justice. You know, he didn't come from a garage sale. I could have stayed there all day long. And some people treat him like he come from a garage sale. You open him up when they get ready. Jesus is a gift. Once you open him, you never won't close it. You never won't, he'll never need replacement. Are you following me? And another great thing happened this morning, and I want you to know it here, and I want you to know it in your home, and I want you to know it in your life, and I want you to think about it, because I want you to write this thing down, because you need to go over it, because the Holy Spirit is going to do something in your life because of it. When Jesus is unwrapped properly, the goodness of God invades the world. On that Christmas morning, God's goodness invaded the world. Now, all of these statements are stated out, but we need to personalize them. If you got them now, you need to personalize them, all right? Personalize them. Let's see how much. All right. In unwrapping the gift of Jesus, and we unwrapped him last year, I think year before, is by revelation, by illumination, by inspiration, by impartation, by enlightenment and empowerment is the only way he can be unwrapped. So that calls for the Holy Spirit to help you. The worst thing to have is a good gift and don't know what you have. After the day, I want you to, he said, unto us a child is born. That's the birth of Christ. And the new birth and the virgin birth run parallel. Both Mary and you was impregnated by the Holy Ghost. Wow, boy. You heard that? Just like Mary was impregnated by the Holy Ghost, you, if you're born again, you are impregnated by the Holy Ghost, and God became your father. Amen. Amen. Unto us a child is born. Well, let me tell you something else. Let me show you something right quick, but it's going to help you. I have to find where I put it at. I think I know it, but I don't want to blow it. I ministered to by one of my sons. He called. He always give me some insight on things, and he found out a meaning for Merry Christmas. That you know, these guys look on the Greek and all that stuff, you know, and the Hebrews and different. Insight that have been given. And I want to give you one I don't believe you have. Mary means might. M-I-G-H-T. And Christmas mean Christ encounter. So Merry Christmas literally is a mighty Christ encounter. And so unto us a child is born, that's an encounter. Unto us a son is given, that's an encounter. And then in Luke 2:11, unto us a Savior is born, that's another encounter. That's constantly unwrapping Jesus. These various encounters. Now, I have one I want to get to so bad because I'm not gonna leave that without getting it because I saw it in the spirit. Here's what the Holy Ghost asked me about Christ's birth and showed me about Christ's birth. You know, we say he born in a manger, right? They didn't have no room for him in the inn. Y'all listening? And manger, his cradle, that's the right way to put it, cradle, baby, that's the right word, was a manger. Now, here's what the Lord showed me. I was studying, and everybody showed me, and everybody asked me, and I want you to see this. All right, you got the cradle. Jesus in the cradle, right? He said, did you see that cross laying under that cradle? Unto us a child is born. Did you see that cross laying in that cradle? Unto us a son is given. And I saw under the manger and under the cradle a cross laying there. For that is how he was going to give him. I want you to see the cross. I want you to see Easter land under Christmas. And it will make your Christmas real. And Good Friday. They call it Good Friday.
Yes, sir.
It's under that cradle too. See. And I saw that. I said, oh. He said, no. You have to see the birth of Christ. When he first come here, he was headed for that cross. He says, see the cross. I never heard that before in my life, 43 years of preaching. See the cross laying under the cradle. I said, wow, I saw it too. I can see it. I see some of y'all don't see it. I can see it. See, the child was born, but the son had to be given. So here's some of the things that Christmas, when you unwrap and see the cross under the cradle and some other things, I may get a chance to say. But I want to give you a few things that the Lord wants me to speak on you this morning, this Christmas morning. Beware from this day forward of unusual benefits. And never settle for the enemy counterfeits. Because you know, as you unwrap, you're going to have you have an encounter with Christ. In the original Christmas morning, and I'll take it in the present tense fact, God is now ushering in a restoration of his original plan. For man to have power, authority and dominion in the earth realm. Can I get somebody to say amen?
Amen.
Jesus, the second Adam, brought God's original plan back to earth again. Eden was built in Jesus. All of the revelation, the blessings, and the good that God wanted to pass out, y'all got to excuse me this morning, was built in Jesus. When you unwrap him right, the God economy come back in your life. Be fruitful and multiply. For in God's image is on the inside of you. If the image is understood right, the likeness will be on the outside. As he is in this world, so are we. So what happened at Christmas morning? Let's go back there and relive it. We see the manger, the cradle, and the cross sitting under the cradle. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. God, now remember I said the image is an inner working. It's a nature. It's a life on the inside. It's a, you know, image. God is unfolding his image to us again. We have the right to live in the image of Christ. Christmas, he's unfolding his image. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Now watch this. The ugliness of this world system must vanish from our lives by the revelation of Christ. The ugliness is ugly. The system is ugly. They treat people ugly. They got different categories of people in the world system. But Christ says is neither Jew nor Gentile. That's what he said. That's the word. So the ugliness, sickness, disease, lack, limitation, confusion, oppression, the ugliness of this world system must vanish out of our life by the revelation of Christ. What I say?
By the revelation
of Christ. Not by the reading about Christ. See, what I'm giving you this morning is revelation. If you go over and over again, it'll burst asunder on the inside of you and move the stages of your life to levels after levels after levels. See, it takes a lot of time to receive from the Lord. See. And listen. I want you to listen. Let me tell you two great things. I'm not repeating, I'm releasing. Here's a profound thing, John. Here's something that I need, the church need to know. We need to know. The membership of this church need to know. In your walk with God, even in unfolding Christ, in Christianity, when the message is preached, when spiritual matters are dealt with, listen, don't ever forget I told you this. You have to hear it before you can see it. Write it down. Write it down. Y'all don't sound like much. You have to hear it before you can see it. What happened? We're trying to see it before we hear it. That's why some people are touched, but they're not changed. They were touched by the presence of God, but they wasn't changed by the glory. And so therefore, they can just do whatever they want to do. Because you're not seeing what you see until you hear it. Hearing is so important. Hearing is so important because Christians are trying to see things they haven't heard. The seeing is in the hearing. Are you hearing me? You understand what I'm saying? And see, you're going to take time to hear. You're going to train yourself to yield your ears to the Lord that nothing from God is common. Okay. All right. May the Holy Spirit, who?
The Holy Spirit.
Open your understanding, your discernment, your comprehension, interpretation of this great wisdom. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. That's Christmas morning, man. We talk about the government, and somebody about to get blessed right now. Is that you?
Yes, sir.
Jesus came to untie your hands and release you into the freedom of your kingdom right. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah myself. Jesus came to untie your hand. Throw both of them hands in there. They're untied. They're untied. Hold them up there. Hold on. I want to bless them hand. I want to bless them hand. Because you're here this morning, apostolically, your hands will handle more stuff next year than you ever handled before. Your hands will cause your own body to be healed. Because a fresh anointing, a fresh peace, and a fresh joy is placed in your hand right now. Everybody shake your hand. From this day forward, we'll come to a new dimension. These hands will bless you. If you feel like your body is sick, put your own hand on your body. I release the apostolic in your hand. You watching by internet, I release the apostolic in your hand. Your hand will handle more and help more and hold more than they ever done before, because Jesus is alive and well. Say yes.
Yes.
Just a few more things. Sit down. Just a few more things. Then I'll let you go and enjoy time with your family. I'll let you go and enjoy your time with your family, but you know you had family now, right? And another thing I want to let you know. You're eating your best. You got nothing on the table can handle this. I don't care if you've been up all night. I don't care what you soak your turkey in. You got nothing on the table that can handle this. Tell them you don't have nothing on your table that can handle this. This is the best dish you're going to have today. That's true. So we establish two facts. We are with our family, and we are eating Christmas dinner. Right? Man should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Turkey yesterday and turkey gone tomorrow. Pecan candy and sweet potato pie is yesterday, but it gone tomorrow. You know, I want to be a gentleman, but they all go out in the draw. So the revelation, got a few minutes? The revelation of the new birth unwraps the revelation of Jesus' birth. That's powerful right there within itself. Because of the proper unwrapping of this precious gift, now you may stand up and decree joy to the world and peace toward all men. Hallelujah. 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 So under the cradle, laid across, though he was born in a cradle, he was headed to a cross. Hallelujah. So, the cradle, the cross, the Christ, the church, the Christian unleashed the will of God that no one can stop. Let me give it again. The cradle, the cross, the Christ, the church, the Christian unleashed the will of God that no one can stop. Just a few more minutes. It's so wonderful. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever viewed or had you ever seen that cross land under that cradle? Have anybody ever told you about it? I know they didn't tell me in 43 years. I didn't know it was under there until the Lord exposed it to me and said, he said, you see that cross land under that cradle? I understood what he was saying. Because unto us a child is born is one thing. And he came in the mansion. He came in the cradle. But he said, look, Father, under that cradle is a cross. He says, unto us a son is given. And he's wonderful. He's the mighty God. He's the Prince of Peace. And when I'm confused, he's my counselor. Hallelujah. I'm never in want for deliverance. Because he's the mighty God. So whatever I'm dealing with, he's mightier than what I'm dealing with. If I really know him, he's the mighty one. And no matter what this world looks like, Christian, let me tell you something. You watch by the net. No matter what the natural government looks like, and don't know, no matter what the natural system look like, his government is on the increase. That's personal now. That's personal. I said that's personal. That's personal. You see, you can't catch this in the crowd. That's personal. His government is on the increase in my life. You listening? Yes, to unwrap the birth of Christ, you must see the cross land under the manger, I said, under the cradle. Then the Holy Spirit, you listening? Yes, must reveal to you the cradle and the cross meeting at the cave. The cradle and the cross meeting at the cave grave. Here is the explosion of God's divine plan. The passion and Pentecost shaking hands. He died. He born, he died. He born, he lived, he died. But he got up. So his passion was fulfilled. And he said to the disciples, don't leave. My passion had to shake hands with another. My passion had to shake hands with Pentecost. That you would not be in this world just talking about a baby. Some faraway power. Something that man made up. No, this is not a myth. This is a revelation. Passion have shook hands with Pentecost. And now I'm full of power, full of grace, full of love, full of faith, full of joy, full of peace. It doesn't matter what's going on. I know he can handle it. I know he can handle it. It doesn't matter what's going on in your life today. Listen to me. Look at me. Everybody in here, look at me. It doesn't matter. Anointing upon me. It doesn't matter what's going on in your life today. He can handle it. Hey. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what your finances look like. It doesn't matter what your body look like. Doesn't matter what your house look like. He can handle it. Joy to the world. The Lord has come. And the earth has received her king. Go, he's a king. Look at somebody, tell him he's a king. He's my king. Hallelujah. Let me close. Other words, now watch this. Other words, this is what the Holy Ghost is. Here's the explosion, explosive of God, divine plan, the passion and Pentecost. You understand the passion is life, death, and burial, resurrection. And then Pentecost is baptism of the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 2, the wind start blowing. Fire start burning. Utterance start being rabakatatada. That's Christmas. Yelanabashata. That's Christmas. Woo! Wow. Other words, Christ tag the comforter into a full release. You didn't get it. You didn't get it. You didn't get it. After the passion and Pentecost shook hand, what happened? What really happened? Christ tagged the Holy Ghost. He about to go back. But he tagged the Holy Ghost to take his place. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say it. Christ in me, the hope of glory. He's no longer in the manger. He's no longer just a son. Christ is in me, the hope of glory. Say it. That's your Christmas. Right there. Tell three people Christ in me, the hope of glory. And I'll close. Woo, Jesus. I got three more things. You want me to say them? Now, the opening has been made. Now you will experience more grace, more favor. Y'all receive this? Now, I told you I'm not repeating what I said I was doing. Release it. Now you will face more grace, glory, goodness, and his government begin to manifest in your life. So from this day forward, so when you are in a situation that seems helpless, Satan do not see that cross laying under your crisis. Turn quickly to Luke 2 now. Let's close there. Luke 2, 11. I want you to read that out to me, and then I'm going to give you a word, because that's a different encounter there. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. But now this is another encounter there in Luke 2, 11. Let me have it. Read it. I'm going to give you this now. I want you to eat, feast on this. The cradle and the cross combined produces Christ the Lord. The cradle and the cross combined produces Christ the Lord. Nothing broken. Nothing missing. He's the Messiah. Yokes destroyed. Burden removed. It's the yoke. He's the Messiah. He's the Christ. The yoke destroying power of God will be upon you the rest of your life. Stand on your feet. Stand on your feet. Then see that cross laying under that cradle. Yes, he is a goodwill gift, but he's not from the goodwill store. Yes, sir. Remember how precious a package. Why not? I'm going to show that now. Here's the Holy Spirit said. Here's what the Holy Spirit said. Young man, you saved? You born again? Right there. You saved? You got Jesus in your heart? Right there, young man in the brown shirt. All right, listen. Realize, recognize by revelation how precious of a gift is being unwrapping you. When you need peace, he'll unwrap it. When you need forgiveness, he's unwrapped. You're carrying the gift of Christmas on the inside of you. You don't have to wait for a Christmas tree. You can unwrap it 365 days a year, 24 hours a day. The gift is now on the inside of me. Christmas is now on the inside of me. I carry Christmas in January, February, and March, April, June, and July. Every day is Christmas to me because Christ is being unwrapped in me every day. My last battle. I thought I was going to lose, but I won. You understand that? My next battle may look like I'm going to lose, but if I just can get some of Christ unwrapped in me, I win again. All of the goodness of God in Christ is in me. And all I have to say to activate it in the name that is above every name. Woo! Turn around, turn around, turn around, turn around. I want your life to turn around because the revelation you heard this morning, the revelation you heard this morning, constantly all this year, this message will be with you all this year because Christ, when things get tough and look like you're not going to make it, just look under the cradle. Everything that book says is already paid for. I close with this for my ninth time. For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I'm going to ask every head be bowed, every eye closed, and you say, Pastor Tom, I want you to pray for me. I want to accept that gift of having on the inside of me, the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to make sure that I got him on the inside. If that's you, I want you to lift your hand quick. Lift it. By internet, you can call that number you see at the bottom.